America needs a healthcare system that empowers patients to make rational and smart decisions for themselves and their families. A healthcare system in which the relationship between the patient and the provider are central. Not a healthcare system where decisions are made by the federal government. And so we've been having a discussion here today about how to make sure our healthcare system meets certain objectives. One, empowering the patients. Two, how do we have a system that helps control rising costs in healthcare? And one of the interesting and innovative ways to do that is through health savings accounts. Health savings accounts are good for the uninsured. They're good for small businesses. They're good for larger corporations. And people around the table here have been sharing their experiences with how folks are saving money through health savings accounts. And I would urge the small business owner or the individual who is concerned about his or her health care to take a look at a health savings account. We talked about the importance of cost savings to these important products, but we also talked about how we can work with the United States Congress to strengthen them, to make them more appealing, to give people more choices in the marketplace, to say to the American people, we trust your judgment. We trust you to make the right decision for you and your families. And so I want to thank you all for coming for this most interesting discussion. And I'll be glad to take a couple of questions. Nedra.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm wondering if we can get your reaction to Tom Delay's resignation. Do you think it hurts the Republican Party or your ability to get work done in Congress?
I had a talk last night on my way back from the ball game with Congressman Delay. He informed me of his decision. My reaction was it had to have been a very difficult decision for someone who loved representing his district in the state of Texas. I wished him all the very best, and I know he's looking forward to he's looking to the future. My own judgment is that our party will continue to succeed because we're the party of ideas, and one of the most important ideas is to make sure that health care is available and affordable for the citizens of this country. One way to do so is to trust the patients, trust the American people when it comes to making rational decisions for health care for them and their families, and that's exactly what we've been discussing here at the table. Karen.
Thank you, sir. You know Chief of Staff takes over soon, and I'm wondering, is there likely to be far-reaching changes in the staff at the White House, and is Secretary Snow expected to stay on?
Secretary Snow's here at the table. He's been a part of this discussion. I'm glad you brought him up. He has been a valuable member of my administration, and I trust his judgment and appreciate his service. I've, as you know, accepted the resignation of Andrew Card, my longtime friend, a person who will go down in the annals as one of the really fine chiefs of staff in the history of the White House. I've asked Josh Bolton to take his place. Josh has served us very well as the director of the Office of Management and Budget. I told Josh that he will organize the White House in such a way that he is comfortable with and it meets my needs. And my needs are to have good, crisp information so I can make decisions on behalf of the American people. And I look forward to Josh's recommendations as to how to get this White House for the last 2.5 years of my administration to continue to function in an effective way. And it functioned very effectively under Andy Card, by the way. I'm most proud of his administration and proud of the team that he assembled. Dick.
President, the situation continues to be fraught with violence. You have expressed your patience in recent days with progress towards forming a coalition government. Do you think, as some people on the ground are saying, in the Iraqi political firmament that is getting very close to becoming more time?
I believe that people ought to pay attention to the fact that 3 months ago, or a little over 3 months ago, 12 million people went to the polls and said, I want to live in a democracy. And there's a group of folks in Iraq that want to stop the advance of democracy. And therefore, they're willing to use violence to do so. The one way to help bring confidence to the Iraqi people that those few will not be able to determine the future of that country is for there to be a unity government that steps up and says, I'm willing to leave. And so I sent Secretary Rice to Iraq with that message. And the message is that the people of Iraq have voted, and now it's time for the elected leaders to stand up and do their job. So we look forward to working with them to put together a unity government a government that will reject the sectarian violence, will reject the militias, reject the Zarqawi and the terrorists that are trying to create enough chaos so that America loses its nerve. And I'm not going to lose my nerve as the president, because we're doing the right thing in establishing a democracy in that country. And by establishing a democracy, we're laying the foundation for peace, and that's what we want. We want there to be peace. We want our children not to have to grow up under the threat of violence coming out of the Middle East. And one of the lessons of September the 11th, 2001, is that kind of this sense of, you know, that tyranny is okay, you know, but underneath the surface, there was resentment and the way and anger that became the breeding grounds for these killers. And the best way to defeat that is with the light and hope of democracy. And you bet it's tough in Iraq. And it's tough because people are trying to stop the advance of democracy. And I'm convinced we're making progress there. But I do urge the folks on the ground to get that unity government in place so that the Iraqi people have confidence in their future. I thank you all.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, sir.